Another edition of Straight No Chaser Consciousness Edition as we prepare to go into our new year of the Hebrews, brothers and sisters. I am your host, V, the preacher, and it's good to be back with you. It's been some time that we want to finish off this particular month in this Gregorian calendar with at least getting these shows back on. Been dealing with some family problems, taking care of senior citizens, as they've told us to do, that we should honor our mother and father, and making sure that things are all right on the home front. And then it's also always a time of refreshing, but never forgetting about the community, the larger family as a whole. Straight No Chaser, this is a show that's been designed to give you the unabashed, hurtful, painful, cut you truth that will probably more so than anything tick you off. have you pissed off, put you in a state of total confusion, where you are in a quandary and not quite know where to go, because a lot of us are living in confusion and living in this virtual reality that we call life. And it's time for someone to slap you back into the true reality. And that's what this show is designed to do. Truth can be very painful. You never know what you're going to get when you put it out there, or how people are going to respond. Because when you look to push someone out of their reality or their comfort zone, they don't really appreciate it. So we've designed this show because there's not much truth out there anymore. When you look at the media, television, publications, when you walk outside your door, there is an alternate reality that is presented to you to keep you numb and keep you from achieving one's self and coming into the true reality, the way the Most High created you to be, and what He would want for you to understand and realize your purpose in the earth. You were created to be gods, but you fell. But there's a place of restoration to bring you back to where we need to be as a family. You are not a regular person. You're a peculiar person, and the whole world knows it, man. And it's time for us to wake up and do something about it. It's time for us to stop being the bywords that they've called us, coon niggas, African Americans, whatever they used to call us. It's time for us to stop playing into that and know that we are the people of the Most High. We're chosen, special, peculiar, intelligent, all-knowing, very strong, articulate, very emotional, passionate, inspiring, achieving, creative, strong people, very resilient. Man, you were created resilient. You have overcome the mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the storms, and you're yet standing. So that's what this show is designed to do. We've also got a divide where we've got people that are very educated as it pertains to this particular world system. And they think because they've achieved a degree and have letters after their name based upon the curriculum that was created by this world system, that they begin to forget where they've come from or what their purpose is in this life as it pertains to their community, their family, their brothers and sisters. And they begin to think they're better than everyone else. So therefore, they're playing into the system to keep us divided and keep us from coming together as a fist. Right now, we're open hand with fingers divided. But when we close our hands and we raise our fists, we show them that we have solidarity. And that's what we desire to do here. Social Change Action Network is not a camp, not a movement. It's just a place where people who want to come out and speak and talk can come and speak to the community or express what's on their mind. But mostly we want to empower the community and empower our people. That was the original design for this broadcast. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're against the ignorance, man, because our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if ignorance is bliss, we've been living in heaven for a long time. So it's time for you to desire to deal with truth, because truth is weighty, it's painful, and nobody wants to carry a weight up a hill, because most people are lazy and they desire to live in ecstasy and fantasy, which is why our people are so busy getting their groove on, their party on, their high on, their swerve on, kicking it, tossing it, whatever it is, to have to not deal with the reality of what is going on. You're still a slave, believe it or not. You're still enslaved. You're on the corner enslaved. You're being monitored by Illuminati hired world police assassins that are playing local cops, are playing undercover cops, and they're actually there to keep you enslaved and keep your mind closed and keep you selling drugs and keep you standing in front of the liquor store. Well, brother, we're against that. We're against you dropping seeds and dropping babies and not taking care of your family and your child. We're against you not trying to empower yourself by picking up a book, going on the internet and doing some reading and trying to strengthen your son and teach him how to become a man. We're against you picking up a gun to kill your fellow brother that's on the street just because you had what they call a nigga moment. No, man, we're here to cry out against that and speak against the ills of our society. I don't think I need to speak on what's happening in the community because you can see it. It's in your face because they're making a spectacle of us as we, with our buffoonery, and as we participate for our 15 minutes of fame. They put us on blast and laugh at us because one thing you need to know is that this society and the other races, which in the scriptures were known as the other nations, they know full well what they did to you, your forefathers, your parents, your grandparents, that you built this whole entire nation, and now you entertain this entire nation. It's time to wake the hell up as a people and began to build a legacy and build your community. And you know how you start. If a black man can change his family, he can change a community. And if he can change a community, he can change a city. And if you can change a city, you can change a state. And with that much power, you make an impact upon the whole world. But they have to do things to keep us divided, keep us from coming together. Well, guess what? It starts right here with the simple truth. Can you stand to tell the truth for 1 second in your life and be honest with yourself? We are going to give it to you straight without no chaser to help you come into truth and realize that you have been an F up for the most majority of your life. You spent the majority of it partying, promoting the wrong things, chasing the dream that another man puts before you to get you to sell your soul for a morsel and the 15 minutes of fame. Any fame in this world is on the frequency of negativity, which we would call Satan. And if you desire to be established in this world, trust you're going to pay with blood. But how many people do you know that are willing to sell their souls just for that 15 minutes of fame? There's a bunch of them, brothers, and it's time for us to become brothers and sisters. It's time for us to become conscious. Normally we do these shows in about 10 p.m. Pacific time at night, coming to you a little bit earlier. Like I said, we've been away, but we will be consistent. The Most High willing, when we're going into this, what they call Black History Month, which is a farce, we're going to go ahead and anyway take full advantage of it, but we're not going to talk about peanut butter, Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream, and all that hogwash that has no substratum to stand on. We're going to go back and get the real foundation of who we were as a people, why we are as a people, and who we were before they brought us over here as slaves. They want you to think that you were just a savage in Africa before they discovered you and gave you a life, and that's a damn lie. You were a knowledgeable, very strong, intellectual, intelligent people, some of the first physicians and athletes and warriors and thinkers and society builders and carpenters and constructors and painters and seamstresses. We were all those things because we were the society when the whole world was of dark complexion, and now they want to call it the Dark Ages. And have the nerve to tell you that when they whitewashed it, it was the Renaissance period. So we're going to go back, Most High willing, every night in February with different teachers, different instructors, letting you know what took place in 70 AD and how we were fled into the Atlas Mountains and how we were chased out by the Romans and the Greeks, and they conquered us because we walked away from who we were as a people, and we walked away from our God, the Most High. We neglected ourselves, and guess what? Because we wanted to be like everybody else, just like it is today. We want to be famous. We want to kick it. We want to party. So here is Straight No Chaser. We don't have any time to play with you, lie to you. We don't seek fame. We don't want your money. We don't want no bunch of followers. We don't need you talking about the show. We would rather tell you the truth and put ourselves in predicaments or dire straits by willing to tell the truth, because you've got to be willing to die for something if you're going to live. And you've also got to be willing to stand against these policies that are destroying our families, because there's a lot of lies going on right now, and it's all about destroying your community. You will never get a reparation, and you will never be handed something. They will pick one of you, let one of you out of a million have a position, and make the rest of you think you need to strive and achieve for it, enslaving your mind. not knowing that riches, liberty, and achieving is coming from contentment and having peace and having understanding and having knowledge of why you're in the earth. You know, for a second, let me explain that this time around, as we get into Straight No Chaser consciousness, you have to understand that consciousness is the quality or state of being where you are aware of an external object. Brothers and sisters, are you aware of what's going on around you externally and why you are in the predicament you're in? Consciousness is the quality or state of being aware of something within oneself. Are you aware that you were created in the Most High's image and that you've got this spirit and you've got this mechanism that's waiting to be activated inside of you? And it's time for you to strike the match and begin to warm it up, because when the Most High comes back, when change and revolution happens, that something within you is going to be turned on and you're going to be transformed. Do you understand right now that you're in a metamorphosis period as a caterpillar, and that there's something transpiring if you're feeding your mind and your spirit and your body with the right things and not the poisons and toxins that they're putting in front of your face and your kid's face? And I mean everything from food to the television programming and to the clothing that you wear that's been poisoned, that your skin is absorbing. The poisons to the from the pharmacia and the malt liquors and the blunts that you're smoking, all to suppress the knowledge within, so you never come into the knowledge of oneself, of the fact that you were made in His image and that something is going to trigger in you and transform you. Consciousness has been defined as subjectivity, awareness, and sentience. What is sentience? You need to understand sentience is the ability to feel, perceive, or even be conscious. Sentience. That's your word for the day. S-E-N-T-I-E-N-C-E. It's the ability to feel. Can you feel what's going on around you, how society's changing and something's about to happen? Can you perceive what may happen next? Do you know what is going on with your politics, your world, your government, Obama, and what is really being set up? Are you awake? Are you even conscious to the fact? Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about with Straight No Chaser. This is no longer a place for us to bash on just the homosexual community and the foolishness of world star hip-hop and the pictures. We know y'all acting a fool. We already know that. But now we just want to shake you and wake you the hell up so you'll realize what's really, really, really going on all around you. You've got to be ready to fight when the time comes. Are you ready?
This one right here is for the people.
The language of Egyptian mummies, and a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages in the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. With the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul, and I will forever own, Lord.
Power, 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 power
born not knowing? Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser? Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought love. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars. Can you survive against all odds now?
Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsy seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw soul over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms. Felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. Savali. Patience.
Welcome back to Straight No Chaser, the Consciousness Show. I'm your host, V the Preacher, and we will still tell you, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. You got these Edomites and Esau folks shaking in their boots. You got the rest of them that pretty much really don't care about the fact that you're waking up because they feel they got everything in place to fight against you or destroy you because you're ignorant and you don't pay attention. They got you so locked into your ways. They know you still won't pick up a book and read it. They know they've got you on social media now, that you are a Facebook fool. Twitter and now Instagram. They've got you so heavily sedated, distracted. They don't care. Everything is in place. Every mechanism. People are dropping dead. Little kids are dropping dead from vaccinations. Going to get a meningitis shot in the hospital. Dropping on the floor. Having seizures the moment they get the shot. Flu pandemic everywhere. They know you don't know anything about herbs. You're not knowledgeable. And the people that are pushing these herbs are trying to put them in jail and shut them down before you find out the truth that a shot and a pill cannot heal you or save you. The Most High has given us everything we need to save us and heal us, brothers and sisters. But unfortunately, there's a company called Monsanto that has created these genetically modified organism seeds that cause fruits to grow out of the ground, and they grow without seeds. And you're like, oh, it's wonderful. I have a watermelon with no seeds. You know, what kind of watermelon with no seeds can reproduce? That's just like a homosexual relationship. It cannot reproduce. So we got fruits that cannot reproduce, and therefore the soil becomes tainted, and the farmer has to sign a contract in order to continue to buy the seeds from Monsanto so that he can reproduce crops. Now, let's talk about the fact that there's no nutrition in the fruit or the food. And it's killing you. And brothers and sisters, I'm sad because I see you going to the gym. I see you trying to work out. But you don't know nothing about food. Your food, your orange juice, high fructose corn syrup. Your shiny fruits and bell peppers and oranges in the store that are not organic, yeah, GMO. No nutrition, no vitamins in it. Your salad with the dressing, filled with all kind of xanthium gum and other chemicals that you can't even pronounce that's causing all types of cancers inside of you and sickness, and you're thinking you're eating healthy. Wake up. You're being destroyed by food, by vaccination, by chemtrails, by poisons. There's a synergistic value. It can hit all at once, which is why we have 16-year-old kids dropping dead on the basketball court, the football field, and just in the school. Georgia Guidestones, depopulation. Murderous cops, depopulation. Vaccinations, depopulation. Fear, heart attack, depopulation. Homosexual, lesbian relationships, depopulation. Abortion, depopulation. Mind control, in order that MK Ultra might get a sedated fool to walk on a college campus and start shooting and killing or blow up a building. Depopulation. I'm not worried about getting you scared, because maybe if you get scared, you start trying to find out a solution. What can you do? Now, fear is not of the Most High. I don't peddle fear, because fear is a prison. But I'm trying to jolt you and shake you to understand that you've got to change your existence and your life and seek the Most High and seek knowledge and seek truth to see how you can combat this. Because I've got brothers and sisters that's out here that's teaching some truth and trying to shake you into the truth. I'm going to play a clip that I played in the past that goes through a montage of videos letting you know what's going on around you, just in case this is your first time hearing this show.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what it is. You have to see it for yourself.
It is wrong, blasphemous, and sinful for you to suggest, imply, or help other people come to the conclusion that the U.S. government killed 3,000 of its own citizens.
How could anyone fly a 60-ton, 125-foot-wide, 44-foot-tall plane through this obstacle course?
The official explanation is that the intense heat from the jet fuel vaporized the entire plane. Flight 77 had two Rolls-Royce engines made of steel and titanium alloy and weighs 6 tons each. It is scientifically impossible that 12 tons of steel and titanium was vaporized by jet fuel.
We're also told that the bodies were able to be identified either by their fingerprints or by the DNA. So what kind of fire can vaporize aluminum and tempered steel and yet leave human bodies intact?
Part of the problem is that most people simply don't know much about Building 7 due to the extraordinary secrecy surrounding this collapse.
And this was a 47-story skyscraper. This building fell at 5:25.
It was not hit by a plane. This building had fires on only two or three floors.
and it was brought down by what we know was a controlled demolition.
Look, the CIA has done in this country, what they've done to us is unbelievable. Look at the terrorist acts that have occurred. The CIA behind most, if not all of them. We had the World Trade Center in 1993. Unfortunately for them, there were only six people killed, not enough to pass the legislation. So what happened is 2 years later, April 19, 1995, down comes Oklahoma City Murrah Building, 168 people killed. 1 year later, the anti-terrorism legislation that takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties is passed.
But if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about you? What about Jesus?
There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be
with
because a million
you
of
say
people
there
the
isn't.
There couldn't possibly be.
And God is a feeling experience, not a believing experience. And if that your religion is a believing experience, if God for you is still about a belief, then it's not truly God.
And he says, how do you think that I became famous the way that I am? And I said, you must have had some good luck. Well, he says, there's no such thing as good luck. He says, there's either some power working for you somewhere, or you don't get ahead in this world. Not in my type of occupation.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. And I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And this earth and in a world we can't see.
Well, see, the whole thing is these people control the money. So they make all the rules. You understand? And they put whatever rules they want into effect.
I've asked Congress. We've asked a lot of people in the IRS, the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer. Because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
It's a plan of kind. It's a phony. If they want to create prosperity, they just print dollars. They just make dollars or put digits into the economy. And then now you have prosperity. You don't have real prosperity. You don't have real manufacturing. You just have money being injected in. It's an infusion of credit.
Which only makes the government go into more debt.
Into more debt.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
On these Georgia Guidestones, it gives the Ten Commandments for the new world order. Ten Commandments for the New World Order. The first commandment was to maintain humanity under a half billion. Looks like a lot of people got to die for their plan to work.
And let me assure you that absolutely nothing that I'm going to tell you is exaggerated, is interpolated, or is imagined. Everything I'm going to tell you is documented. Now, Codex Alimentarius Commission is administered by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization. They fund Codex and they run it at the request of the UN. So they're mommy and daddy to Codex Alimentarius.
66% of United States residents' public water is fluoridated. It is known to have tremendous effects on bone cancer, joint problems, bone weakness, lowered estrogen and testosterone levels, and dental fluorosis, which is yellowing of the teeth and pitting in the enamel.
Nutrients under Codex not only are limited to those nutrients on the positive list, and we anticipate there will be 18 of them, and they do not include CoQ10, glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate. They do include fluoride, which, to my knowledge as a physician, has absolutely no biological benefit whatsoever. But it does make people complacent. Fluoride was first used in the Gulag. because it was discovered that prisoners who were fed fluoridated water were complacent, and you could do anything you wanted to them. They were easy to manage.
You fluoridate the water, why people are not as aggressive as they ordinarily would be. In fact, what is the active ingredient in Prozac that is so widely distributed in America today? Why, it's a fluoride compound.
Aspartame, the artificial sweetener found in almost every low-sugar or sugar-free product on the market.
First of all, aspartame is made up of three things: methanol, which of course is what produces blindness, aspartic acid, and phenylalanine. These are all poisons. Aspartic acid, of course, produces brain lesions. This was known back in the early 1970s. Methanol produces blindness. Phenylalanine is what you see in the brain, and in high doses, it produces trauma.
We're not making it all up. The FDA did publish back in, I think it was in the 80s, they did publish the 92 potential side effects of aspartame. And they do, these side effects are quite extremely serious. Things like dizziness, problems with balance, abdominal pain and cramps, changes in vision, seizures and convulsions, etc.
I mean, you'll see a plane up there flying like normal, and then all of a sudden it starts spraying. We've seen them fly off into the distance and then loop around and fly back again. These are not your typical planes with a preordained path destination from city to city. Someone needs to explain to me why do they stop traveling in one particular direction and then loop around and come back again. They perform this behavior so many times that we start seeing the tic-tac-toe grids in the sky. We're witnessing the giant X's. And I mean, Rosalind, when you and I grew up, these contrails naturally dissipated in a few seconds or perhaps a minute max. But these things expand, they grow bigger, and before you know it, the entire sky is overcast.
That's correct.
Let's not even add the conspiracy of the AIDS virus. Go on the internet and put in your Google into your search engine. Put in there AIDS virus and put in there smoking gun of AIDS and see the evidence in the documents. You will be shocked. And the smoking gun of AIDS came out in 1996, because in America we have something called the Freedom of Information Act, which means every 25 years, what they do that we don't know about, they have to reveal it after 25 years. Now we know about it.
We have a web of deception and misperception about vaccines.
Of course, you learn to trust your pediatrician.
Ultimately, our son was diagnosed with a pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, which is a form of autism.
For decades, half of all childhood vaccines contained a chemical preservative called thimerosal. It is made from mercury, one of the most poisonous substances on Earth.
Channel 8's Valerie Williams has spent the past 3 months investigating claims that government regulators and some pharmaceutical companies knew of the dangers but never told the public.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ, but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want.
We're getting ready for martial law. Everything's pointing to martial law. It's been planned 2 centuries. May 1st, 1776. 86, 96, yeah.
Is this a step towards martial law?
Certainly the involvement of the military in these fusion centers is something that's very concerning to us.
But the more recent one, which has raised a few eyebrows, is the one issued January 11th, 2010, which establishes the Council of Governors.
The Council of Governors, 9 state governors and 1 from Puerto Rico. In case of a national emergency, they quarantine the country into 10 sectors and take control from the rest of the governors and state legislatures. If the president wanted to send in military or round up dissidents in a state, his council of cronies would rubber stamp anything. That's why they got picked.
I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be an increased reaction against the economic downturn.
All of our...
The FEMA plans to imprison American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. Inside the fenced area on the other side of the building, you'll see signs that say Red Zone, right up next to the railroad tracks that run the length of the fenced area. Next to the Red Zone sign, you can see closely numbered markers on the fences that are too closely spaced to be parking markers, just as if they plan to have people line up to board the trains.
They call it a residential center, but it looks a hell of a lot more like a prison to me. Double fences, floodlights, barbed wire to keep people from getting out, and at the main entrance, railroad tracks, just like Nazi Germany.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turnstiles, and prison bars. Outside this building is fencing and a cattle run section of fence, all topped by barbed wire, pointing inward, not to keep people out, but to keep people in. Outside, there are new gas pipes. The gas lines and gas pipes at the facility run the length of the buildings. And come out at some very, very large, brand new furnaces that have been installed at the buildings throughout the facility.
I want to know why our congressmen think we need prison camps for ordinary citizens. They put it right in a congressional bill, H.R. 645.
And one more time, what kind of liners are these?
Casket liners.
These are casket liners.
That's what the man said.
That's what the man told us. And we're told that there are about, well, there were about 500,000 out here.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
And then he would repeat to me over and over, and the last card, the last card, the last card would be the extraterrestrial threat.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Listen, there you have it. I can't make it no more plain than that. The truth is out there, and it's time for you to pay attention to what's really going on with the truth. These are actual news clips, footage that was banned. A lot of it's been pulled from the internet because they don't want you to know about it. But that smoking gun act is real. Things have to be revealed to you after 25 years. And also the fact that AIDS, that's a lie. It's not true in these chemtrails. Man, it's time for you to wake up, man. They got you up under mind control, under serious mind control. Be right back.
Control.
them mold your mind. They wanna control mankind. Seems like their only intention is to exploit the earth. Hey, and you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat. And so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize? Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Go, old grandmaster. Let the people go. You put them in total confusion to destroy their soul. For they practice what you preach. So they're always in your reach. High-tech slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted. Corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Consciousness Edition. I'm your host, V the Preacher. We're on a mission. Time is running out quickly. Let's look at what's in the news real quick. Let me tell you something about your government. I'm going to give you just a clip of what goes on behind the scenes in your government. Go to henrymccowell.com. I told you about this brother some 2 years ago. I shouldn't say brother. It's this Jewish cat that be exposing some serious stuff. But he's talking about the elimination of
natural leaders such as JFK Jr. And I'm only going to read a little bit, but I want you to go look at all the articles and stuff that this man has put on his website over the years. I'm trying to wake you up, man, because you living in the matrix. Red pill, blue pill. But I just want you to see what really goes on in the Oval Office. The story of the elimination of John F. Kennedy Jr. was laid out in an outstanding publication entitled Media Bypass before taken over and subverted by the CIA, much as they did to popular science. According to their research, there was a meeting in Bill Clinton's Oval Office. In attendance were Bill and Hillary, George Bush, and the head of the FBI, along with an unnamed agent of the Mossad. The meeting was held to discuss and decide the best way to eliminate John F. Kennedy Jr. All the participants had their reasons. This unfortunate meeting was occasioned because JFK Jr. had carelessly told a few close associates that he intended to run for the Senate from New York and then for the presidency. To compound this threat, he also let slip that once elected president, he would reopen the investigation into his father's assassination. Could you imagine how well all this went over with the occupants of that Oval Office? Because Hillary planned to run for the Senate as a stepping stone to the presidency. There would be no way Hillary would win the Democratic nomination, let alone the actual Senate race, and she could kiss her presidential aspirations goodbye if JFK Jr. ran for the New York State Senate race. That's all I'm going to read to you right now. You can go check that out at Henry McCow, HenryMakow.com, HenryMakow.com. Deep stuff. You want to know what goes on in politics. You watching this inauguration and all this stuff. You believe in the okey-doke. Oh, we got a black president, a beautiful family. These people are paganists, Satanists, elitists, New World Order supporters, and can give a rat's ass about you because you're a number. Depopulation. First, mind control. Policies destroying families. You got some time, go to whatdoesitmean.com. You'll find out that in the news, U.S. military seeks its role in troubled North Africa because they're trying to go in and steal, rape, and pillage Africa, but because there's never a shortage of resources in Africa because it's the motherland. That's the way the Most High created it. An Obama protester was arrested and banned from D.C. This is just a glimpse of the NDAA rule that will be enforced when they come for your black behind. All y'all that think you're really making a difference because you're trying to emulate what Martin Luther King did back in the 60s, and he was used to bring about the civil rights movement that would eventually help to usher in the gay rights movement so that we could have a world full of sodomites and an immoral society that would keep people from populating the world. Huh, real talk. Check this out. NYPD testing device to secretly scan New Yorkers for guns. I know a lot of y'all in the hood are saying, well, my gun is not registered. I'm not tripping. I got a bunch of guns not registered. They're 20 steps ahead of you. Let me remind you of something. The iPhone 5 that you have in your hand was technology that was given to them some 10, 20 years ago. The type of iPhones they have now that they will not release to you for another 10 years if we're even here. Your mind can't even fathom the type of technology that's been given to them by what they call aliens, which are really fallen demons. You'll have to tune into some other shows to understand all that they traded, you know, things for, human body sacrifices and just certain things for. They've got things to look into your home to pull out your conversation from 2 weeks ago out the air, to look through walls, to see inside your house from a satellite that's millions of miles away, to see a pin inside your house with a satellite, and you think they can't see how many guns you have on you or in your home that are unregistered. What you don't know is that there are foreign troops here, there are people masquerading as police officers, and they are the ones that shoot the Oscar Grants, the Trayvons. These aren't regular people. These are agents that are playing the role to spark unrest in America and create a civil war. Without unrest, they cannot establish martial law. There will be a cavalcade, a plethora of events that will take place to help establish martial law, because they have internment camps that are in place to gather the people. We just heard today that North Korea has missiles and testing missiles aimed at the United States. Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, which is America, will be set on fire and be destroyed, but it's going to be separated first through civil unrest and war and martial law and internment camps. There are people that think they actually will not be able to be disarmed, and they're living in the mountains, and they've got all types of rations and silver and gold. You are a foolish person. That is not going to protect you. For a time, it will. Am I boasting of the powers that be? No, I'm not. I'm boasting of the fact that nothing can keep you but the power of the Most High. At the end of the day, I did tell you I'm be the preacher. And if you don't come back to the Most High, he's your protection. Understand that protection? Go to Psalms 91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say he is my refuge, my strength, my fortress. He said that things, people will fall to your left and to your right, and the plagues won't affect you. Go to Job and hear how he told Job, the devil's told the Most High, I want to get to him, but I can't because you got a hedge around him. So I'm not your preacher like that one on Sunday, because I keep the Sabbath, which is the fourth commandment that they've done away with, and they're trying to get you to not keep the commandments. But I'm the one to tell you that you were created to uphold the statutes, laws, and commandments that he gave us as his people, his nation, the only family he's ever known in the earth, the only one he's ever called saints, from Psalms 148. You, black, Latino man, minority man, in the Tongans and the deep jungles of Argentina, and the ones that they despise, they call us the minority and we're actually the majority. Recognize. They know that their time is running short, but I'm trying to get you to understand that you can't protect yourself because you got an unregistered gun. They've already come out with a device to be able to secretly scan you walking down the street, strap, and they're going to pick you up, and now they can indefinitely detain you and torture you without anyone ever knowing where you are and what happened to you. New York Police Department to restart the stop and frisk rule as well. Chemicals that were banned in Europe still making their way into our United States food, such as Coca-Cola and Gatorade. Why are you giving your basketball players blue drink and red and green drink to drink while they're playing sports and their heart is racing? Are you trying to kill them? Get some distilled water with some fruit in it, some natural things. Hydrate them. Understand what it is to raise a pH balance. Understand what colloidal silver is. Understand the power of herbs and what they can do. Learn how to rehydrate your body by oxygenating it with green foods that are organic. Did you know today, did you know that you can have diarrhea and an upset stomach, and instead of taking Imodium AD and Pepto-Bismol, all you need is ground up mustard, 1 teaspoon, and immediately your stomach will dry up. Did you know that baking soda and peroxide can whiten and clean your teeth and also fight cancer? Did you know that organic basil will fight pneumonia? I know you didn't. You're not looking for the knowledge, brothers and sisters, and it's time to wake up. Listen, I'm not going to bore you with any more of the news broadcast because I'm short on time, but I'm glad you've tuned in. We will be back, and I'm glad to be back at you on this particular show. And make sure if you're just tuning in, thanks for loving the show. We love you too. And maybe you might want to go back and catch the beginning of the show. And if you got any questions or anything you would like to say, feel free to dial 1 when you call in. But we'll be back next Thursday, every Thursday, with Straight No Chaser, the conscious edition for this particular year. It's time to empower our people. I'm Be the Preacher, and I'm going to say, as I always say here before I go, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination.
Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my. Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I hello, mother, mother.